Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Hello again, Rave listeners, and welcome to The Week on Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins. The Week, as always, is brought to you by Mitsubishi, who make just a load of product for the professional audiovisual industry. You can find out more about them at Mitsubishi.com. I think we have an interesting show for you today. One of the things, if you follow any of my magazine columns, which I would strongly suggest that you do, that you will find about me is that I'm a strong proponent of open standards for communication and control. It only makes our lives easier as integrators or as stagers if we can make a system that much easier to work with. So later on in the show, we'll be speaking with Lee Minnick, who's the president and founder of LabX Technologies. They're an engineering design service firm who are the providers of the Zavity AVB connectivity platform. For those of you who don't know what AVB is, AVB, or audio-video bridging, is a network system being used in order to unify the products from many different manufacturers over a network, including professional AV manufacturers, as well as automotive AV manufacturers and home AV manufacturers, to give network communication to all of their products. You can find out more about that at avnu.org, A-V-N-U.org. The Avnu Alliance is the alliance promoting the AVB standard. As far as open standards go, I have a feeling about it, which is, like a longtime friend Bill Scherer has always said, it doesn't matter what system you're using as long as you're using one. And I think that it's important, as we build systems, that we look for network interoperability. Anyway, we'll be talking to Lee a little bit later in the show. In the meantime, one important piece of news for the week, Infocom has released its new AV Systems Performance Verification Checklist, which will be an open standard checklist used by member firms to verify the proper operation of an AV system. This checklist will be an important part of Infocom's Certified Audiovisual Solution Provider, or CAVSP, program. You can find out more about the checklist and the program at ravepubs.com, ravepubs.com, as usual. Anyway, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we're going to be talking a lot for the next couple of weeks about the use of open standards in audiovisual. And with me for the week is Lee Minnick, president and founder of LabX Technologies and the marketing work group chairman for the Avnu Alliance. Lee, why don't you tell us to start with a little bit about Avnu as an alliance and what it's for?
Sure, Joel. So Avnu Alliance is a consortium of a variety of equipment manufacturers, silicon vendors, and technology providers that are interested in promoting the adoption of AVB, audio-video bridging standards. And more importantly than just promoting those standards is that Avnu's primary charter is the development of interoperability testing procedures such that equipment can go through those certification programs and end users then have confidence that the equipment's going to work together.
I was absolutely impressed when I looked over your website and I looked at the number of manufacturers and the quality of the manufacturers that have signed on to the alliance. What would you consider the highlights of those?
Well, I think that there's no one particular highlight that sticks out. I think one of the biggest things is that we do have a large number of big name companies. You know, some of our founders include people like Intel and Cisco, but also the breadth. So we've got companies from automotive, GM and Hyundai, for example. We've got companies that have sort of broad participation in a number of markets. So we've got a new member, Bose. So obviously there's professional automotive and consumer aspects to them. Harman International, similarly, with their professional automotive and consumer aspects of it. So it's really just the breadth and the depth of our ever-growing membership that's pretty impressive from our perspective.
I saw an enormous number of professional audiovisual manufacturers in there, among them conferencing manufacturers like Clear One and Shure. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? I'm an audiovisual integrator. How would AVB affect my life?
So ultimately, AVB will make your life easier. The goal being is that there are a huge number of growing opportunities for networked audio and video applications. Today, prior to AVB, part of the challenge has been that a number of those solutions out there are proprietary and or require quite a lot of care and feeding. And by that, I mean you have to carefully configure the network infrastructure and tune it to get it just to work right, and then it's acceptable. But the challenge that for you as an integrator is after the fact, then a client or end user maybe adds gear to the system that wasn't expected, and all of that careful tuning is for naught. And then suddenly you get one of those angry calls because something isn't working. The value of AVB is multifold, really, because the network itself, the infrastructure, is media aware and does all of that configuration and policing automatically. So it means two things. One, that you can deploy larger systems easier and faster, and you're not going to spend a lot of time trying to configure it all to get it to work. But after the fact, that once it's installed, because the system is, again, media aware, that if someone plugs in a rogue piece of equipment, it's not going to bring the system down. So it's there 24/7 as a police officer to help make your life easier.
You're describing a situation, obviously, that happens all the time in my world.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, I think it happens all the time in the world of every audiovisual integrator, and I think that's one of the reasons I was so interested in talking to you, is that a standard for interoperability between different manufacturers' equipment is, I think, one of the most important things, especially as we approach, and I am getting constantly, a demand that the entire system be networked. Mm-hmm. We've gone from a day when we were begging people to put RS-232 into equipment to a day when we are simply begging for an RJ45 jack. The problem with that being that the protocols that people are using to run it can often be intensely proprietary. And right. The idea of a widely accepted interoperability standard is one that has great appeal to me, and one that in my magazine columns I've been pushing for years. So mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting to talk about that. What do you consider at this point the next set of challenges for AVB as a standard?
I think the next set of challenges is really our continued emergence into a number of growing markets for us. So we're in a good introductory state on the infrastructure side. So the Avnue Alliance is about to bring online our bridge certification program, and that allows us to test the infrastructure itself to make sure that it complies with all of the AVB standards. And so that's coming along. The professional audio side, our testing plan for that is going to be coming online very soon. Next, there's a number of areas that we're working on within the Alliance. Professional video applications is one of them. So obviously, both A and V, there's a lot of V applications that could take advantage of AVB. And also, there's a lot of work and interest in our membership that you can see growing in automotive. They're not only for infotainment, but ultimately for command and control type of things. And then sort of the biggest slice of the device pie, if you will, would be consumer applications. So we have started a wireless subgroup and starting to look at deploying AVB technologies there. So on one hand, we've come a long ways and got a lot of good traction. But, you know, it's really just the beginning, and there are a lot of opportunities that, that we're going to be taking advantage of and bringing to the market in the coming months and years.
Well, tell us about LabX and what your portion of the AVB offering is.
Sure. So we are one of those solution provider member companies. And we, as far as our background, we've been involved as a design engineering design partner. So we've been kind of behind the scenes with a lot of AV equipment manufacturer brands that, that you would recognize and install. We're behind the scenes doing a lot of the network, AV networked design for them. We've been focused heavily on network connectivity since about 2000. And so we've done all, you know, had our run with all of the various proprietary standards out there, CobraNet, EtherSound, ANET, Dante. We've done MADI, and which isn't really a network, but, you know, we've done all of those. And we became aware of AVB way back now in 2007. And, you know, given sort of all the headaches we had incurred with all those proprietary solutions, once we saw what AVB would bring to the table, we really, really focused heavily on that. And so back in 2007, we started to develop our own implementation of the AVB open standards. And, you know, and we've got that as a platform. We just recently named and launched that platform called Zavity. And so we've had a number of equipment manufacturers license Zavity, and really, if you look at the AVB products that are shipping today, of which there is a growing number of, we're behind the scenes. Zavity is bringing you all of those high channel count, high performance AVB systems shipping today.
If an audiovisual integrator, if an audiovisual integrator or audiovisual purchaser is interested in making sure that they're supporting AVB, mm-hmm. is there an AVB compliance logo or list that they can go to be sure that they're buying compliant product?
So that's really at the core of what the Avenue Alliance does. And so I believe it was back in June of this past year, 2012, we announced our Avenue certification logo, our certification mark. And as I talked about with our bridge certification, and then followed thereafter with the Pro Audio certification program, Avenue Alliance member companies will be taking their gear through a very rigorous testing program that's called CNI. C stands for conformance, I stands for interoperability. Conformance is basically when you look at all of the specifications and go through them sort of requirement by requirement and prove to yourself that the product has implemented all of those correctly. That is, in and of itself, is incredibly important. But the I portion of it is equally important, because there is always the opportunity where two vendors may have met the letter of the law, but if they can't interoperate between each other, it's really of little use in the end user's hands. And so what Avenue Alliance is doing is defining those CNI programs to be run at an independent test lab. And we've announced our first independent test lab, which is the University of New Hampshire Interoperability Lab, UNHIOL. And in the Pro AV world, it's kind of an unknown entity, but these guys test, you know, everything to do with Ethernet. Anything that has an RJ45 jack, they've probably been involved in certifying that. And so that's why we chose them as sort of the go-to partner to launch that testing. And so, you know, once the member takes those devices through that rigorous test process, they get a pass-fail report. Assuming they passed, they can then come back to us as Avenue and apply for the license to use our Avenue certification mark. And so ultimately, end users and installers like yourself will be looking for that Avenue certification mark to know that if you see two devices that with that mark on it, that you've got a pre-tested level of interoperability.
That was certainly one of the things that really impressed me about the Alliance's efforts as I read up on them. I've been involved in a lot of open source, open standard software development over my life. And a lot of that is, you know, very ad hoc groups, and we publish a standard on the web and people mm-hmm. claim to meet it, but don't necessarily. And then we go through the slings and arrows during integration of, well, I didn't quite put that part in.
Right.
And one of the things that I was very impressed by is not just the level of manufacturers that seem to be involved in the Avenue Alliance, but the level of actual lab-based interoperability testing that you're going through. And I know you're having an event on this next week, and I'll be covering it, so I won't be going too much into that, mm-hmm. other than to say that did impress me. If there is there anything else besides making sure that they purchase a compatible product for the future that you think an AV integrator at this point, designer, could be doing to help promote a standard? Is there a place they can join? Is there a group for news, for instance?
Well, Avenue Alliance, we will be launching this year a quarterly newsletter. We are expanding our resources, educational resources on avenue.org, avnu.org. Additionally, there are other areas on the web. I'm actually the manager of the AVB LinkedIn group on LinkedIn, the professional networking group. And we've got over 3,000 members now and growing very rapidly. My company, LabX Technologies, and other member companies have various collateral material to try to educate. So I think it's really, if you're an interested integrator and user, that you sort of reach out to your favorite manufacturers, find out what resources they have available. And quite frankly, if for some reason they're not involved in AVB, or more importantly, the Avenue Alliance, you need to ask them why and encourage them strongly to do so.
And for those out there listening who are interested, I did notice that there is a very strong logo page on avenue.org of the manufacturers that are already participating, so that you can go and check and make sure that your manufacturers have their eyes ahead to an open standard. Yes. Lee, I know we're both about to run out of time here, so I want to thank you for being with us today. And I'm looking forward to covering your event next week.
Great. Glad to be of service, and look forward to you joining next week's event.
Great. Thanks. Talk to you soon, Lee.
Thank you.
And that's our show for the week. Thanks for listening. I'd like to remind you that you can also get more of our radio programming from Rave Radio at ravepubs.com. And also to check out our sponsor at mitsubishi.com. They certainly have a load of new product waiting for you to look at. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Joel Rollins, and we'll see you next week.